لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فاذكروني أذكركم. In this ayat al-kareema, Allah Ta'ala commands us to make dhikr of Him. Dhikr means takrar, to repeat the name of Allah Ta'ala. And Allah says in return, أَذْكُرْكُمْ I am remembering you. Allah Ta'ala remembers His entire creation every moment. There isn't a drop of water in all the oceans. There isn't a leaf on any of the trees in the jungle, but Allah has got full knowledge of it all and is every moment fully aware of everything. So if we remember Allah, Allah remembers us with kindness. Allah will remember us all the time. And if we are engaged in disobedience of Allah Ta'ala, still Allah remembers us, either reprimanding us, reminding us, or punishing us. But Allah remembers His creation all the time. And when we remember Allah Ta'ala in His obedience, like making zikr, salah, having a durus, it's whatever good we do, then Allah remembers us in a good way. And that comes in a hadith that when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala alone on his own, Allah also remembers him alone on his own. And when a person remembers Allah Ta'ala in a gathering like this at the moment here, then Allah remembers him in a gathering which is much more superior than this gathering. And that comes in the Hadith Sharif, that whenever people gather to make the dhikr of Allah, remember Allah, then Allah Ta'ala calls an ijtima of عند الملائكة المقربين وعند أرواح المرسلين. The malaikatul muqarrabin, muqarrabin, only they allowed to come in that ijtima by Allah Ta'ala. And not all the anbiya's allowed to come, but inda arwahil mursaleen. Then Allah Ta'ala remembers this gathering and the people in that gathering of the anbiya and of the mursaleen. And how does Allah remember them? That we will explain just now. It comes in a hadith sharif that there is one group of malaika whose only work is to look for the gatherings of dhikr. They make jawda, they make gush in the whole world looking for the gatherings of dhikr. And when they find a gathering like that, they call out to all the other malaika, halumma, halumma, what you are looking for is ye. Like in this masjid, what's the name of the masjid?
Surah al-Hikmah.
Now, our iman is on the hadith. You can be 100% sure the malaika have found this gathering. And they are telling to all the other malaika, come to Surah al-Hikmah, that what you are looking for there is there. The people are gathered in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. When we make our softs for salah, we make it one behind the other. The malaika make their safs one on top of the other until they reach by the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Then Allah Ta'ala questions them, وَهُوَ أَعْلَمُ. Allah knows everything. Allah is عَالِمُ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ. Allah doesn't have to question. But why does He question them? إِكْرَامًا لَهُمْ. For the ikram and honor of that people in that gathering, to show how great they are and how Allah loves them, Allah asked the malaika, from where are you coming? They are now at this moment replying, we're coming from Surah al-Hikmah. Why? What's happening there? Allah knows everything, but Allah wants to show, those people have gathered for my zikr. Did they see me? No. If they should have seen me, they should have even made more zikr and remembered you more. What do they want? They want Jannat. Did they see Jannat? No. Had they seen Jannat, they would even have made more zikr. What are they asking protection and refuge from? From Jahannam. Did they see Jahannam? No. Had they seen, they should have even made more zikr. In Fathul Bari, Hafiz Ibn Hajar Asqalani, rahmatullah alayhi, says that for various reasons the malaika, it comes in the hadith, when we make zikr of Allah, حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ, and have this yaqeen now that the malaika are gathering us now. They حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَ. And why are they gathering? And they looking with astonishment at this gathering, surprise, for various reasons. One, the malaika say, we see Allah Ta'ala, we see Jannah, Jahannam. So if we make zikr of Allah, it's no big deal, it's not a big thing. But these people never saw Allah, they never made, saw Jannah, Jahannam, but they making so much zikr, so they are surprised that who are the malaika? Are we the malaika or these the malaika? Then they say that we have got no need, we don't have to pay telephone account, we don't have to pay water and lights, we don't have to buy groceries, we don't have to pay rental, nothing we have to do. We are free, we got no need, no wife, no children. We only meant for Allah's ibadah. These people got 1,000 other problems in their life. In spite of all that, they are taking out time to make the zikr of Allah. So who are the malaika? Are we the malaika or are these the malaika? Then they say, we have a lot of taqada also. Like now, for example, some people may happen to drink some tea now. Some people may have a habit to go back to sleep now. Some people have to go to work now. Not all taqada. Malaika got no taqada whatsoever. So they are free for Allah's ibadah. Then the malaika say that we have got no desire to commit any sin. Our Shaykh rahimahullah say that if the most beautiful whore of Jannah have to sit in the lap of Jibreel alayhi salam, it will make no difference to him. Nothing whatsoever, because they have no desire of anything. But these people, so much of desire in them. In spite of that, they are making the zikr of Allah. So on this, Allah also is boasting in front of the Malaikatul Muqarrabin wa Arwahul Mursaleen, that look at these people. حَفَّتْهُمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَذَكَرَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي مَنْ عِنْدَهُ وَنَزَلَتْ عَلَيْهِمُ السَّكِينَةُ. Sakinah comes down on these people. What is Sakinah? هُوَ الَّذِي أَنْزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. That Allah said that Sakinah, that in the gathering of zikr, and by that the present iman goes to a higher level. The iman increases already. And Allah's rahmat comes down upon this people. What is rahmat of Allah Ta'ala? That tawfiq ta'at. A person gets the tawfiq to be obedient to Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah's rahmat comes, then it's easy to fulfill the commandments of Allah Ta'ala. And then when Allah Ta'ala is happy, you fulfilled Him, you fulfill His commandments, then Allah Ta'ala sends His ma'isha, the faradhiya ma'isha. Allah increases in one's risk, in one's rozi. And in the akhirah, bila hisab maghfirat. Without any hisab kitab, full maghfirat and dukhul jannah. So this is all Allah's rahmat. So we should try regularly to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. We will make now for a little while, little zikr. And the zikr that we, our Shaykh rahimahullah had taught us, is to read some ash'ar. Like the ash'ar last night you read, and then you made zikr also. So like that, to read some ash'ar and to make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And everything has value when salawat is read on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Shaykh, one beautiful poem, Jar salli ala naho zubaapar, tukya athar hoga aahu fughame. That if there isn't salawat on the tongue, then even when you are crying to Allah, it hasn't got so much effect. But with salawat, it has got great, great effect. So let us read salawat. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And then think of these few virtues I've mentioned, and just read this ayat, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرُكُمْ. And in that, remember all these virtues which are happening, actually now they are happening. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, تو ہی تو ہو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نبر تو ہی تو آئے نبر دیکھو جدر لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم يا ربي يا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار رہوں مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت خلق سے میں بیزار رہوں ہر دم ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہو سرشار رہوں ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا میرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں اب تو رہی بس تاج میں آخر لکھے زباں اے میرے الہ یا الہ الا اللہ لا 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 الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم کوئی مجھ سے پوچھے میں کیا مانگتا ہوں میں اپنے خدا سے خدا مانگتا ہوں وہ ہو جائے میرا میں ہو جاؤں اس کا یہی رات دن میں دعا مانگتا ہوں عطا کرتے ہو مجھے اپنی محبت میں اس کے سوا اور کچھ نہیں مانگتا ہوں ہے ناراضگی جس کی دوزخ سے برتر اسی ذات کی بس رضا مانگتا ہوں اصل مجھے دنیا کی خواہش نہیں میں بخشش بروز جزا مانگتا ہوں لا الہ الا اللہ 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وسلم نعرہ مستانا خوش آئینم داہمت جانا چنین بائینم اللہ اللہ ایسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جان ہے اللہ جل جلالہ تعالی شانہ اللہ 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 ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی اب تو آ جا اب تو خلوت ہو گئی آ جا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں اللہ 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 کیا مجھ پر نظر نہیں ڈالی جائے گی کیا میری فریاد خالی جائے گی آہ میری نہ جائے گی رائے گا تجھسے ہی فریاد اے رب جہاں، سینکڑوں کو تو کرے گا جنتی، ایک ہی نہ اہل بھی ان میں صحیح، اللہ 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 جل جلاله تعالى شانه. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك، اللهم افتح أفعال قلوبنا بذكرك، واتمم علينا بنعمتك، وأسبغ علينا من فضلك، واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام.